Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Tuesday. I'll tell you what. Becky was talking about the weather. I was telling you I was out hitting golf balls, and I could swear, Becky, it felt like the sun was a little bit closer today than it was in the last couple days.
Just a little bit.
Right? Like, it's been warmer days, but the sun just felt a smidge closer.
Well, I think we have 100-degree days coming up. I think it starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Becky Lynn, I missed your news there because I was looking at my foot.
What?
I have a shoe that was untied, so I was tying it, and I didn't really listen to your newscast. I will at 2:15, but I didn't know.
It's one thing at a time, Becky. Mm-hmm.
I can only deal with one thing at a time, and I had a shoelace that was undone, so that took my full brain capacity to fix. But yeah, I think we're getting 100-degree days in a row.
You know what I like about that? It weeds out the snowbirds.
They do start to pack up and go home. But
sure,
you know
do.
What? Actually, according to the forecast, as of now, because you know it does change hour to
especially,
hour.
Especially when you do it.
Yes. Because I make it up. No, I'm just kidding. No, Thursday, 101, but then we're going to back off. So we do not have three in a row.
What's Friday? Because I play softball.
Friday is 98.
Okay, I could deal with 98.
95.
I saw
on 101. Saturday.
Okay.
I was on Thursday.
I was over at my little place where I play, and they have like a women's league, and it's mostly older ladies that were
you
out there.
You play in the women's league?
No, they don't. They let me play because I'm like, hey, ladies, I can drive the green. Who wants me on their team? But I was listening to a couple of them talk, and they're like, I think I'm going home this week. This will be the last time I'm here. And I'm all, yeah!
Less traffic.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. 12 to 15-year-olds. You're going to get your 12 to 15-year-old kid the vaccine. This is what is going to dominate COVID and the pandemic for probably the next couple of weeks. We talked to Alex Stone yesterday, and he was on this story, and he was talking about 12 to 15-year-olds, the Pfizer vaccine. It is ready to go.
Pfizer saying that its trial data shows that the vaccine is 100% effective in 12 to 15-year-olds. And if they get the go-ahead, then shots could begin being given to 12-plus probably by the end of the month is really what they're thinking of.
Okay, so think about June. Your kid could get the vaccine in June.
I wonder if they're going to have like 15-year-olds. Who are, who are necessary 15-year-olds get the first, so they'll be in level one. Level two will be 14-year-olds, and then everybody else.
Just put it out there, and let's see who gets it. Here's the real thing, though. Kids are getting COVID now. I know that a lot of you don't want to realize that or think that it's true, but, you know, let's base some things in facts and not just what we believe. 22% of kids are getting COVID. Now, 22% of kids aren't dying from COVID.
No.
They're getting COVID. All right. So this is actually a big number because it didn't used to be this big. It was a single digit. So you have to look at how these variants are coming out now. They're tougher. They get you sicker faster. They're not going to necessarily make you more sick, but there are more kids that are getting COVID. 22% of kids are getting COVID. So if that's the case, you have to make a decision as a parent because, you know, your 15-year-old could come to you and say, Dad, Ma, you know, I want the vaccine. And you can say, hey, good for you. Tough. We're not getting it. It's going to be the parent's decision. It should be the parent's decision. I could tell you, I know a lot of people who are getting their kids the vaccine.
Yeah.
And
I know people who aren't.
Yeah, I do too.
I know a lot of people are saying, you know what? I have a choice. I'm an adult. I'm not quite sure if I want to roll this out in my kids for several reasons. One, I think people are just, you know, they think kids are over-vaccinated. I think we can all have that debate. You know, how much vaccine and stuff do we give our kids? And I think for a lot of parents,
but can
I think
you how can you over-vaccinate?
I think, you know,
you can over-medicate. But
well,
how
as
can
a,
you...
as, like for children, right? Like, I think, you know, it's like, hey, the kid's out. Let's just basically stick them with the needle and vaccines. And vaccines tend to be our go-to, which is totally fine. But we also have this amazing immune system that we don't really let it go every once in a while. And I don't think it's always the worst thing in the world sometimes for the immune system to work. And the other side of it is I also think there are a lot of people out there saying, you know what? I'm an adult. let me see what happens. 6 months from now, if I've gotten through this and I feel great and there is no super side effects or anything long term that we don't know about, then that changes that. Because
you're saying that the parents should get the vaccine first and see if it.
Yeah, because it's still the numbers. While the kids are catching it more, the numbers really haven't changed as far as the sickness and illness and death and stuff. And the kids just don't get it as bad. And we don't know the super long term. Plus, for some of it, we don't know what it may do to them. You know, like they're even looking at like, OK, what about if you're, you know, prepubescent? Is it going to have issues with some of these other things? Maybe that's one of the places where you just say, let's just wait and see, because it's not super like the most important thing. We've already done that. We've got the elderly. We've got the people that have compromised immune system. Those people are all, in fact, over 65 is virtually no cases right now. So I'm not really worried about it.
What about the side effects, kids? Here's Alex Stone.
For the 12 to 15-year-olds, they have seen nothing. They have seen minimal side effects, the same as what adults have had after the second shot. Some minor things like headaches and minor fevers and chills, that sort of thing. And they're giving the same dosage to 12 to 15-year-olds that adults are getting, that they decided that was the right thing to do. Because their bodies are generally the same if you're 13, 14 years old than you would be at 16, 17 years old, and most have gone through or are going through puberty.
So I want you to think of this. This is something that not many people are talking about. I sat with my former college roommate about a month ago. He was in Scottsdale, had his kids. His son wears his mask everywhere. Now, this family does not worry about disease. They didn't lock themselves in. They didn't put the television on all the time, you know, for the son to get creeped out by a pandemic. But he is actually pretty creeped out by it. He doesn't want to get sick. He really doesn't want to go anywhere without a mask. He goes and he plays with other kids. And I think he's 10. I think he's your son's age, Chad. But I'm telling you right now, if he were 12, my friend would get him the vaccine, because I think that you have kids out there who, if you get the vaccine, it's going to help them mentally.
Yeah.
It's going to help their mental health because they're going to feel more safe. And I'm not talking about kids who are being scared by their parents. Kids will have a reaction one way or another to what's happening in the world. And as a parent, you try and shield them a little bit. Hard to shield from COVID. Hard to shield from, you know, what has happened over the past year. So a lot of people are like, well, you know, my kid is strong and, you know, my kid is young and I may wait. Okay, that's fine. But there are going to be some kids who will do better out there.
Yeah.
Mental health wise with a vaccine. So I think the vaccine isn't only for your physical health and to stop you from getting
getting
COVID.
Back to school and getting back to a normal life is going to help the most out of all. Even if you have a vaccine and we're not in a normal world, it's still going to be a struggle. But you're right. There are going to be some kids who are going to be running at this and they want their, you know, can I get it? Can I get it? And other kids, like I say, I think a lot of parents are going to, it's funny because I think there's a lot of parents out there and I've talked to a lot who are, you know, I've got it. Let me see. I've made my choice. You know, so-and-so's 12 or so-and-so's 15, you know, I'm going to give it some time. And then when I feel like, hey, there is no long-term effect that could hurt them,
right?
We can have that conversation at that point in time.
Here's why I think if you look at it, and in a couple of months we'll find out why kids will end up getting the vaccine, their mothers. Who controls the health in the family? Every study says it is moms. Moms are the ones that, you know, might control their children's, you know, vaccines or health care or that kind of thing. More women are getting the vaccines than men. What are we seeing right now? We're seeing white people who are Republican.
The worst.
I'm just saying, white people who go to church. We're seeing the evangelical crowd say no to the vaccine. Say no to the vaccine. If you were looking at where people aren't getting the vaccine, I just told you. And that's up to them. They're going to have to figure their crap out. They either get it or they don't. My point is that a lot of them are men. More men are not getting the vaccine than women. And women, they control the household. Women control their kids. Women know what they want to do for their children's health. And so I think you're going to see women, moms, I should say, you're going to see moms say, listen, we're getting the kid the vaccine and that's it.
And you know what? But you know what? Mm-hmm. When you go look at the quote-unquote anti-vaxxers, more majority of them, probably 80% of them, tend to be women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
but there's a small, such a small portion.
You know what?
Of
there's a bigger portion. I think you realize it. Not so much anti-vaxxers, but it's the pick and choose vaxxers. I don't know
but
if they need that many.
Yeah, but that's not an anti-vaxxer.
But here's the thing.
I don't think you can put them in the same category.
No, you can't. In fact, and the reason is simple. Because for us, we made a choice. I've talked to several moms who are all about, they've been vaccinated. And you know what? They said to me, I've made a choice. I want to see this thing go for a year or two, for several months before I put it into my child's body. Because I don't want to give them something that a year from now, we could all be really sick. But I made them do it. And I think if it was really going to be one of those things where it was the plague, yeah, then I think, you know what, we're all rolling the dice here. We're doing this. But I think for a lot of people, I think they're going to give their kids that leeway for a while and see. But I think you're right about the moms. You know, if the mom wants you to get it, you're going to get it.
I think the other thing is you're going to see colleges say, if you're a college kid, you got to come in with a vaccine. It's going to happen at a lot of different colleges. I don't know what the percentage is, but it keeps going up every day.
I want to see how that works when it comes to, like, colleges that take federal money. Because you might see people say, you know what? You're taking federal money, and now this is going to be a constitutional thing. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be like, oh, that's right. Like, a private school will probably be able to get away with, like, a USC a lot easier than state and schools to get a lot of Fed money.
So colleges can possibly do it. Will other schools in Arizona say, hey, listen, you want to come here for whatever? You got to have your shots. And now COVID is one of them that we recommend. And we'll see if that happens, because then parents will have to figure out, do I get my child the vaccine so they could go to the school we want them to, or we pull them out and go to a different one? We'll wait and see, but soon.
I want to send Jack to a Shaolin temple.
Yeah. 12 to 15-year-olds.
Have them learn the arts.
We'll be able to get the vaccine very, very soon.
Wouldn't it be great? Where'd you go to school? He went to school at Shaolin temple in Tibet. It was pretty awesome.
Oh,
he's a badass. That's all I want to say. He's not a ninja yet. He's not a cyber ninja, but he's getting close.
Speaking of cyber ninjas.
Uh-oh.
The Maricopa County election audit says a pretty big number of dead people voted.
Really?
Do you believe them? We'll talk about it in just a moment.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
That's right. You can listen to us 24-7, 365. We can engulf your life. And you can do it simple and easy by subscribing to the podcast on your iPhone and Android. You're never going to miss any of the show. It's the Gatos and Chad Show podcast, brought to you this week by Retirement Planners of America.
All right, what's going on at the audit fraud? It
a lot of dead people.
Apparently, there are dead people that voted.
I see dead people vote.
Yes,
that's what he said.
All right, so this is how this craziness came out, because you know they can say whatever they want. You'll have a choice whether to believe the horse crap or not.
Well, here's my thing: do you have to prove it? Right. You could say there was 500,000 illegal votes. Okay, now prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're the one just making stuff up at this point in time. Isn't this all about proving something?
Yeah. So on a podcast, you remember that guy Mark Fincham of Arizona?
Yeah.
He was he has been tied to the insurrection. He's been tied to planning that insurrection. And he's right here in Arizona. So what does he say that he found? He's about the most unreliable person in the state.
We're talking about verification of those individuals who are reportedly deceased.
Okay, so he says, we've got dead people that have voted. Okay, well, let's discuss it for a second. First of all, I don't believe anything that comes out of your mouth. Secondly, you know, some people do vote and then die.
Yeah.
Okay, so that vote still counts. But if you audit, you know, Maricopa County twice before, and that's the real experts, the real people, the actual ones with a brain in their head that are working on that, and they say there's nothing to see. I mean, there's almost nothing that this, you know, cyber ninjas and Ken Bennett, the Obama birther, and all that, Fincham now is part of it. There's nothing that's going to make me believe what they're saying, because they're completely unreliable liars.
Okay, so you're saying all of this. Now, let's go to a third party that isn't somebody that you guys picked before but didn't like the answer and isn't this, because now you want to prove it. So let's prove it. Let's go and we'll do this. Find out. Maybe some dead people did vote. Maybe some died right afterwards. Maybe you're counting them now and you found out they died 2 weeks ago. That doesn't count.
Right. Maybe you're just lying.
maybe you're just lying.
Right.
So if it's really about proving something, or is this really about saying we found that there was fraud and there was lots of cheating, but it's too late now, and people are going to run with that. See, I told you there was fraud and cheating. That doesn't help our election system. That doesn't help people voting next time and give them confidence. It just really divides us more.
They tweeted out there's this page, you know, it's on Twitter, and it's the official audit from Maricopa County and the Cyber Ninjas. And they basically said last night, we are doing the most transparent audit in the galaxy.
Ever.
No, in the galaxy.
In the galaxy. How do they know what's going
on? I don't
know. Like, click clack may be like, hey, you guys have no idea. Right? Well, we go around, ask everybody one by one, and that's the most transparent you can get.
In the galaxy.
In the galaxy.
And I'm like, you really can't make this stuff up. The stuff that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, I mean, it sounds like it was written for a movie.
A comedy.
I mean, it's a comedy. Right. So they were talking about, like, how outlandish their Twitter is. And I know a lot of you don't care about Twitter. And you know what? Neither do I. I don't care if you follow me. I don't care if you don't. Twitter, I just don't. Facebook, doesn't matter to me. But I thought it was interesting that it's almost like their Twitter feed that they're putting out. It sounds like the former president. It sounds like he's got a hold of the Twitter. And I'm just comparing it because it's that outlandish and over the top. And I'm like, do you want anyone to take you seriously? Because if you tell me that you have the most transparent audit in the galaxy, you're a fool.
Yeah.
You use the word galaxy. I don't know what you're getting at.
They're underfunded, too, because, you know, One American News,
which isn't a news network, by the way.
Well, they are. But they're their news in their alternate galaxy that they live in. They're talking about the fact that it's completely underfunded and they've created a 501(c) or 501(c)(4). Mm-hmm. And they're imploring people to donate. Some lady was on there saying, please help us donate.
Yeah, that's not biased.
No. Yeah. So,
but that's also, to be honest, why I don't watch CNN. And I don't watch MSNBC, and I don't watch Fox News. This channel you're talking about, I don't even get. But I just don't watch.
Oh, you get it. You just don't know you get it.
I just don't watch.
Because you don't go to that far of a...
I don't watch any of it. I don't watch any of it because it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
They're just going to tell you, it doesn't matter. Fox is going to tell you what they want to tell you, and CNN's going to tell you the opposite. And I just don't waste my time. I think a lot of people watch that stuff just to make themselves angry. I don't have time for that.
To see what the other side's doing. What's the other side?
I don't even think that's it.
I don't. Oh, yeah, it is, man. It's what? Like a lot of people, they're always looking to find out what the other side's up to. Like, did you see what they're saying? Oh, did you see what? And you're just like, oh, my. No, I didn't see what anybody's saying. You know why? Because I'm watching golf.
That's right.
Right? I'm reading. I'm watching golf. And I don't care what these people say because these people are getting paid to say things. I've been on these shows. You know what they say? You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And, be as loud as you possibly can. That's what they're looking for.
Coming up next.
Coming up.
Does the new ride at Disneyland prove Prince Charming was a pig?
Ooh.
Next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah, it is. Let me tell you guys something. Well, it took a couple days for Disney to be reopened. Somebody had to come out and say essentially, hey, Snow White and the Seven Little People. That's what it's called now. I won't offend anybody. By the way, how about the names of the Seven Little People, right? Like Dopey, Sleazy. Is there a Sleazy?
I don't think it's Sleazy.
Goofy?
There's not a Sleazy.
Sneezy, I think. And there's a Sneezy?
What did I say? Sleazy?
You said Sleazy.
Ah, it's an adult.
That
one.
Would be bad.
people are saying, hey, you know what? That old Prince guy, he went and kissed her without consent, and we need to get rid of that.
Disneyland is back open in California, and it turns out they recently revamped their classic Snow White ride. But not everyone is happy about it. Now the ride ends with the true love's kiss scene, which some argue is very troublesome, mainly because Snow White is unconscious and cannot give consent for the prince to kiss her. Of course, it is the prince's kiss, which does indeed break the curse and save Snow White's life. But the two had not previously met.
Well, there you go.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
Come on.
This is the way I look at that. First of all, I just want to, has anybody ever read the original Grimm fairy tales?
Yes.
Just say this. In the Grimm fairy tales and the fairy tale before that, I think it was a Spanish or Italian version of something very similar, it wasn't a kiss that he gave her. And it was a lot darker. And there was a point where a witch wanted to eat the children of them. I mean, it's they have softened it.
Grimm's fairy tales are indeed grim.
Yeah.
Extremely. They are flat out scary.
Same thing with Hans Christian Andersen, right? Like,
yes.
You know, it's cannibalism.
Yes.
It's all kinds of stuff. So the women brought up a good thing, and I have zero problem with this.
I don't want to gloss over what an important element of this conversation is, and that's the idea that by actually making this a topic, we are having the conversation about consent. There's no time that's too young to really address the concerns of consent.
Yeah, and I have zero problem. Well, I mean, you get like two. I mean, you know, they have no idea. But obviously, no. Look, here's the deal. First of all, in real life, let's be honest, if this is real life, he didn't drug her, right? Like, that was some other woman.
So, the lady with the apple.
The lady with the apple. And I think if there's anything to be taken away from this, it's don't eat fruit. But the other side of stuff, like if she was on an Atkins diet, she's like, I don't eat fruit or any of that stuff. I only eat meat. And it's just, I'm fantastic. The other side of this, though, and Gatos, it's like we joke about something like this, but it is, at the end of the day, a place where you're going where a mouse has a house and a castle and rules the day. It's
an escape.
An escape.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you need to let your sensibility of progressiveness go and just go, oh, boy, that was fun.
Yeah. If you're a parent and you need the Snow White and Prince Charming example to bring up to your kids the issue of consent, you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
You don't need them to do that. You don't need Snow White or Prince Charming to do that. So I'm not buying that whole thing. Well, we can talk about it. No. You talk about it with your kids anyway. Snow White and Prince Charming have nothing to do with trying to keep your kids safe.
Yeah.
I mean, when our daughter went to college, we're like, all right, listen, don't drink out of a cup that's handed to you.
Yeah. And don't eat an apple from a witch in the woods.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much as simple as...
I didn't need a fairy tale to tell me something about when her daughter went to college, how to protect herself. Hey, when you're walking around campus at the U of A all those years ago, you know, let's make sure that you have some pepper spray. Let's make sure that you actually walk with somebody from one point to another. I mean, you have these conversations with your kids throughout their whole life. And so, you know, some are calling for the removal of the kiss between Snow White and Prince Charming. Just go away.
Yeah.
I have more of a problem that Donald Duck doesn't wear pants.
By the way, yeah,
good
how about
point.
That?
What if it was CPR? Let's face it. She was passed out cold. Right?
The way I look at it is, and I have news for you guys, right? If I'm asleep and in a coma for a very long time and one of you happen to be wearing tights and prancing around in some sort of forest and I'm laying somewhere, I'm laying in the middle of a, and you could come up and kiss me. And I wake up, knock yourself out.
Thank you.
Thank
yes.
you.
You'd have to move the beard around a little bit.
It's okay,
you
though.
You have a beard
it's
right
okay.
now. It's going to get even more.
It's okay. Let it go. But these...
Isn't that a song? Isn't that a Disney song, Let It Go, right?
Which, by the way,
yeah.
if you've never read The Snow Queen, very dark, about a little boy who gets glass in his eye, and then all of a sudden is taken, you know, you've got, you know, The Little Mermaid, very dark. All of these things are very dark.
How about Beauty and the Beast?
Of course. Absolutely.
Right?
Very dark.
Very dark.
It's just all of these things are dark. They take them and they make them fun. It's part of the magic of going to the kingdom and enjoying yourself. What about all those little kids who got to work all the time? It's a small world. They
right.
never get a break.
Or the pirates chasing the girls?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Is there still dead people in the Haunted Mansion?
No. That's probably going to be gone, too. The whole pirate thing I found to be just absolutely absurd. I'm like, yeah, because pirates didn't do that.
So I remembered that. And in part of the ride, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So the pirates are chasing the women in a circle. And they got rid of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that was horrible. We should definitely have gotten rid of it. Why did they get rid of it? What's the problem with that? I mean, it's not like it happened. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, you know what it is now? It's Somali pirates. And when you go on there, who is the captain now?
Goodness. What was the other one? Thunder Mountain? Wasn't there a problem with Thunder Mountain?
Splash Mountain. Changed Splash Mountain.
Yeah, why? What was wrong with that one?
Because it was...
they played Dixie or something?
Yeah, it was all Br'er Rabbit and Uncle Remus and all that. What, they changed it to... which one is it? The
Billie Eilish? Oh, to WAP. That's what it is now. WAP.
That's Disney.
Or what was the other one that they got rid of now with the Jungle Cruise? Because they say it makes indigenous people, you know, shrunken heads. Because that does happen, and because of all that does happen. And by the way, there's a movie coming out called Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock, soon to be president of the United States, if the people want him, so he could drop the people's elbow in the people's house.
Love it.
The all of that stuff. It's an amusement park. Let's just go and not have to worry, right?
No. Let's just go and try and find what is supposedly controversial with every single ride and have a miserable time.
I wonder how people survive, Gaines. How do you wake up in the day and go, who and what's going to offend me today? Somebody's going to tell me I have nice shoes on, and obviously that's a backhanded microaggression of sexual assault.
Right.
Good God.
I know. So the new ride at Disneyland, it's
called Prince Consensual.
It says Prince Charming as a Pig.
Yeah, we have a consensual situation here where I ask you if you would like to go on a date one day, and then we sign pieces of paper and then maybe go on a date.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to start.
It's going to be Woke World. What a great amusement park that'll be.
What would the best ride be on Woke World?
It would just be a circle. Just nothing. Just like a little floaty circle where everything's beige. And it's non-gender binary nothing.
Well, it can't be...
It's just a bunch of pats.
It can't be a merry-go-round because getting on those horses, that's wrong.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Horses do not like that kind of stuff.
Oh, you know what? And then you can go to White Guilt Ride.
Oh, I like White Guilt Ride. That's awesome.
And the vegan Holocaust.
You know, I don't like vegans. I'm not friends with any vegans.
You're not?
No, I choose not to be.
Yeah.
If you can't eat meat, I don't know if I want to.
I can't trust you.
Coming up next, why did a 6-year-old in Florida get paddled by her principal while being filmed by mom? Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, the serious news of the day is happening at the Met House on McDowell. The audit, the fraudit. People that voted were dead. That's apparently coming from one man who...
One ninja.
We'll talk about it coming up in the All-Arizona Daily Download. 3 biggest local stories of the day.
Imagine this, if you will. You go to school, a little bit of a language barrier, because they've called you in, and your child has done something, and you get there, and there is a principal. By the way, this principal looks like a VW bus with a wig. And she... it's trying to explain to you something about what your child did. And again, there's a language barrier. Then, proceeds to paddle your child in front of you.
Say, what's going on? Wait. Put your foot out.
That's a school principal. Hitting a 6-year-old with a wooden paddle in front of her mother. The principal, the woman with the paddle, Melissa Carter and Cecilia Self, a clerk, are the two women in the video. The child's mother recorded this video.
Yeah, and she apparently broke something on a computer. It was like a $50 fix. I mean, I don't even, whatever. Probably, it costs $50 for the, you know, for the geniuses at the bar to go, Control-Alt-Delete, you'll be fine. And... so her mom came prepared to pay the $50, didn't quite understand when they were on the phone what she was saying about it. And when she got there, this clerk held her and this lady paddled her. I'm sorry. First of all, have you now, like some schools, right? For those of you guys out there, I touched on a bit yesterday on my national show. I was like, you know, you go to a Catholic school, there's a nun or two that's going to wrap you over your knuckles on more than a few occasions. I think people that. I went to a Baptist school. I got paddled.
You did?
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
How old?
Oh, I was like 13. And I laughed, and I got in trouble even for that.
You laughed at him?
Oh, yeah. And the reason was, that, first of all, for those of you guys who don't know, I'm a redhead. I have extremely high tolerance for pain. And I also was a huge fan of... John Landis and Animal House. And Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another was something I said laughingly. But they were they tried to go harder. And my mother was there. She came and she was very upset at me. But then she got upset with them. And she goes, you know, you better. She goes, I hope your father doesn't find out about this. And the principal says, he says, yeah, well, maybe if your dad was here. And she looked right at him. She goes, you don't want his dad here. Mm. Because if he saw you do this, you guys would be dead.
I think that's how a lot of parents feel if they see someone paddle their child.
Oh, God, yeah.
So when I was watching this video, there are two women who have pink shirts on.
Yes.
So you have the principal who is paddling the child. Who's the other one that has the pink shirt on that's holding the kid
down? That's a clerk, somebody who works in the front, like the office there.
Right. That was almost just as bad.
Yeah.
Because you're actually holding the child down. It's not just one adult. It's two adults.
Yeah.
And one of the adults has a weapon, and the other adult is holding you down. And, you know, listen, if you wanted to do that back in, you know, the 1880s, go ahead.
Yeah, they go outside and get a switch.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if that's what you wanted to do, but you're not going to get away with that this time.
No.
In this day and age. We don't do that in schools. If you decide that you want to spank your child at home, that's your decision. You know, and a lot of people don't like to even spank a child.
No. I look at it like, at something like this where I'm thinking to myself, okay, if you go to a private school, you get into the ages of 13, 14. I don't know why you would want to do it. It seems a little trivial and weird looking back on it. But, okay, it's a six-year-old, right? She has no idea what she did or didn't do. You're not teaching her anything that, you know what I would have said? Like, you want to teach her something? You take away a recess. You take away after school.
Take
you have her come
on
the weekend and work off the dollars and the hours for this. This is going to cost you now. You're under investigation now. And that mom is, you know, everybody's going to be in therapy because that's what we do now. I'm sorry. And first of all, you're a ginormous human being, Principal. This is unacceptable.
Yeah. The kid is totally terrified.
Terrified.
Yeah.
You didn't teach him a lesson other than be terrified of you.
It was savage. It was. You don't hold a six-year-old down and smack them on the rear end with a paddle.
I would have been like, let's all turn our phones off now. This is going to get ugly. I'd have took that paddle away.
I bet.
Oh.
I bet.